Once again, we're back. The greatest independent talk show on the net. This is Anti-Robot Radio, and I'm your host, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. We are on the Survival Radio Network. I'd like to welcome y'all out. Can you dig it? The theme song you just heard was Fade to Black by myself. I'd like to welcome you back. Great show we had last week. Angel Ocean from Danger Flow. Great show we had last week. Mama's Moonshine. Funky folks from ACL. Today we got a big show as well. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Last week we had 7,000 listeners, so I got to brag about that. You know, only two shows in, we low-key killing them. Can you dig it? Tonight, great show tonight. We got one of my homeboys, years in the making homeboy. We have Cornelius Slick Barnes. I just call him Slick. Slick, I'll tell you more about him, but Slick is a three-time Grammy-winning writer and a soul artist to boot. So we're going to be talking to him tonight, get some knowledge from him, some jewels. So if you're an independent artist out there, just taking the knowledge. We're giving it to you. It's free. Dig it? Also, we got my cats from Miami, Miami B-Wave, the production crew. It's a family, those cats. Those are the cats down there. They're making moves. Very, very important cast because they're heavy in the independent thing. Much respect to Miami B-Way. Those are my cast, so we're going to ride with them and get a vision on that side of the planet, you know. So we're here. This is Anti-Robot Radio. I want to kick to a commercial real quick while we warm up and get set up. Again, this is Anti-Robot Radio, and this is the Fabulous Moonshine Brown, and you're in tune to Survival Radio Network. Let's go. We'll be right back after these words. Yes.
Why are over 150,000 people a month joining the 90-day Body by Vi Challenge? Because we're North America's leading weight loss and fitness challenge. No gluten, no lactose, diabetic-friendly, kosher-certified, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed, and it gets better. Lowest sodium, lowest sugar, lowest carbs. And with over 300 recipes to make your shakes fantastic every day, this is not a fad. This is a movement. Join the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge at www.ambitionchallenge.com. That would be ambition with a Z. Are you up for the challenge?
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
Magic. moly pot. Candy painted cars with 16 bars on the UGK.
I got a pocket full of songs.
Smoking with my best friend, sipping cherry wine. You know, under the ghetto sky, and everything was everything. Y'all come with me.
Cherry sunshine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. After the sounds of 82 Malibu, from my guest that's coming up, Slick Barnes, three-time Grammy writer. Before we bring Slick on, man, I want you to get a little taste of that. We're going to have him on very soon. Again, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight, listening in, tuning in. We have 7,000 listeners, so we're shooting past that tonight, I'm sure. I feel it. This is Anti-Robot Radio, and we're doing our thing here. I'm the Savage Moonshine Brown. Like I said, we got a big show tonight. We got Cornelius Slick Barnes from ATL, Soul Man, three-time winning, Grammy-winning writer, Andy Irie, Anthony David, so many. You know, we also going to have Miami production crew, Miami Beat Waves on the line. So we hot with it. I want to throw one thing in the air, you know, election's over. We got a president, same president. You know what? No matter what my views are, and this is propaganda, this is an anti-robot society way that I'm speaking. No matter what my views about the politics, and what we do in the voting system. And I also almost found myself not even going to the polls, but I thought deep about it and thought about my ancestors and my forefathers who fought to even have the privilege to vote. So I felt like I was a traitor for not even going down. So I did that. But that's my words. So let's get ready. We're going to connect my first guest all the way from the Dirty, Dirty South, ATL Red Clay Dirt. It's my homeboy. All the way from ATL. Slick.
Yes, sir. I'd
like to introduce Slick to the Anti-Robot Radio. What it is, man?
What it is, man.
Wow.
Calling from the A, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm glad you're on this show, man.
I'm glad you're doing this, man. I'm feeling what you're doing.
Oh, man, appreciate that. You know, we always for the good fight. You know that. We always work
right.
For the good fight, dog.
Damn right. We stay in the trenches.
This going to be real cool for me because
me and
my cat right here, man, we go way back, and then we got a little lost, and he's doing his thing, and I'm always proud. This is my cat right here, dog. So if it sounds a little personal,
right.
I like the show to be, like, personal, man. We kick back,
pouring
a little sweet red in the cup. We sitting back. We couch lounge and we talking about it. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Right.
We teach.
Right.
I want to use this as a platform to introduce independent artists, the beauty of independence, and to kind of like school people on that too. You know what I'm saying? Give firsthand statements of people that's really doing it. And knowing that
right.
Just because you're independent don't mean that you don't have quality. You dig it?
Oh, man, believe it.
The first thing I want to do, because I know, and I can go on about you, I mentioned Andy, I want you to tell them the work you've done and where it all started and all that. So give them a little background.
Okay, man. Well, hell, I'll put it this way. I cut my teeth with you. You know what I'm saying? From Moonshine. One of the first producers I got with that kind of had, you always, one thing I learned from you, man, is you always had your tracks in song form. And, you know, coming from, you know, where I come from, the singing group thing, and then we bounced around with a bunch of producers, man, and then when I got with you, you was one that really kind of stressed, hey, man, you know, you can write. You know what I'm saying? That really kind of made me really, honestly, feel like I could really do it, you know what I'm saying? Because I did it around, you know, with the group. But it was never really, you know, we were doing our thing with, you know, this one production team we went, but hey, they were just as new as we were and just as green as we were. I think when we got with you, the game got stepped up a lot. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that first and foremost.
But you know what? On that same thing, Slick, I learned a lot from y'all cats, man. I was a fish out of water coming from Miami. So I learned a lot from y'all, man. Like that whole soul feel. I mean, I ain't going to cut you off, but I wanted you to know that the gratitude was the same. You know what I'm saying? It was a building for me, too. Because, you know, that was great. We learned a lot together, you know. But go ahead, brother.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, man. So, okay, with Brown, you know, of course, I cut my teeth with Sleepy Brown, which is one of my best friends, man. I've been knowing him since third grade. So, you know, we were neighborhood cats that was coming up doing it, but we was really all on two different roles when we started. So I did stuff with Sleepy. I did stuff with Indy Irie, Anthony David. Worked with Shannon Sanders, man. Robert Randolph and the Family Band. We got a new song coming out on them in 2013 that I'm really excited about. Man, a lot of indie bands around town, Guru Fish, El Poose. I work with Rap Cats, PA, and I did stuff with T.I., Lloyd. the list goes on and on, man. All the Atlanta cats, man, you know, just being on the scene, you know, and just, you know, when we started out, it was all like a little family anyway. So, you know, it was like that first wave when the station got here and started signing cats out of my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you know, you got to deal with who? You know what I'm saying? So LaFace came to town, man, and kind of like came to the neighborhood and picked the crop, you know, and it just kind of sprinkled down around everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Because they was like the first real thing going on here, really as far as, you know, signing people out of Atlanta. You know, Atlanta was just getting rid of the bubble, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, that Atlanta rich with that culture, man. That was a major infusion into my sound. I can't even lie about it. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But what, Slick? One thing I want you to talk about. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get there, because everybody want to know. How was it for you and even the process in the studio and just working with Indy Irie, a stellar writer herself? How did the whole process come from?
Man, the whole process, what happened was, man, I got a producer friend here named Eddie Stokes, Gypsy, you know Gypsy. Was working with this artist that Kedar Massenburg had just signed at Motown named Granique. He signed her right after he signed Erykah Badu. And he sent her here to work with Gypsy. And Gypsy had two songs on it. He's like, man, I want to do one more song, but I don't know what I want to do. And I'm riding with him in the truck one day. He's just like, you got some songs? So I'm like, yeah, I got this little song. And then I sung it to him. He's like, oh, man, that's it. Oh, I love it. I'm going to get this girl named India to demo it for me. I didn't know who India was. You know what I'm saying? She was just an independent, you know, artist around town playing a guitar in the park. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when I met her at the studio to demo the song that we got placed on Granite. And when we get the song, he called back and was like, who is that demo of the song? And he was like, oh, this chick named India. So that's how that bridge came with them, you know what I'm saying? And when she got on, she basically was like, yo, I like the way you write, man. I love the song that I demo for. She always told me how much she loved that song. It was called Trials and Tribulations. And she said, when I get a deal, I'm going to come write with you. And that's how all that started. She got her deal. She was true to her word and came back and was like, yo, I want to write with you. And we actually, it was crazy. You know, go ahead. I don't know if I'm going too long or what.
No. We rapping, baby. We rapping. No,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Story.
So
I want people to know,
was,
man. There's people out there, artists out there want to know how I get done. So I want you to give it to
me. Yeah, man. That's how I got done. All right. So she came, you know, with her album, she was doing Acoustic Soul. She really was done with that record. And she called me. She was like, look, she was like, I want to do one more song, man. And she was like, I don't know what I want to do. I'm going to come pick you up. And we're going to come to my house. We're going to vibe. I'm like, all right, cool. So she came, picked me up. So we would always, you know, go to her house. And, you know, we just vibe. She's playing guitar. She, you know, we both were real heavy Stevie Wonder fans. And she was like, I want to do a tribute to Stevie Wonder. I was like, yo, that'd be cool. I said, well, why don't we do a song where we use all his song titles in the song? She was like, yeah, that'd be great. So we sat there. And we co-wrote the song Stevie Wonderful together, which was on the Acoustic Soul album that got nominated for 7 Grammys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it was like, whoa, you know.
Right.
So that was the process of how that came by. And then we still good friends to this day, you know what I'm saying? We just went to see Gregory Porter about 3 weeks ago, my wife and I and her and a few of our friends, man, and we went to see Greg, got backstage and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's a cold cat. You know, it's just a cold cat.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. See, I don't want to cut you when you're telling them stories, man, because people listening,
yeah,
man, they can learn from these things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can talk now. We can go.
We're going to rap.
Okay.
The Anthony David thing. I know you did some things with him, but that was nominated for a Grammy, too, right?
Yeah, we did. Anthony, who I also met through India, through one of her showcases she was doing at this little cafe here called Red Light Cafe in Midtown. And she invited me out to come check it out. And that's when Dunny, you remember Dunny and all those cats were doing their thing here?
Right. Yeah.
And she invited me out, man, and when Tony opened for her. And when I was at the show, I was like, this dude crazy. Like, he sounded like Bill Withers, man. Like, he was just crazy to me. I was like, yo, so she introduced her to y'all ought to be, you know, I hook up y'all to write, know how we do it. So we hooked up and we got real, real tight, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just family, you know, of songwriters and artists that just dug each other's stuff like that, man. It was just like, you know, we all got together. It was just like you couldn't contain the room because everybody had a song they wanted to show off, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, check this out. Look at this one. Or listen to this one, you know. And it just be like all this creativity all the time, you know. And it, I think
right.
Everybody made everybody strive to be better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I met Tony, we had, you know, we rolled with my road dog, you know. He was on tour with India, man, and he was like, I'm going to do an independent thing, you know, with, you know, we all had the independent spirits, and he just wanted to go the independent route. He could have easily, you know, she could have took him to Motown and like, okay, sign my boy, but he didn't want to go that route. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to do the indie thing, you know, and kind of build my audience as I grow, you know. And I was like, cool. So he called me, had this idea for this song called Georgia Peach, and came home, we did it, got in there, and it became like a hometown favorite. Like, you couldn't go every time he performed, we could not get off the stage without doing Georgia Peach. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, and to move forward a little bit, you know, we co-wrote, we had a song, a duet that he did with India called Words. And we all sat down and we wrote this song together, man, and, you know, and it was like, it was crazy because after we wrote it, and India, and Tony decided to do it on himself, and because we were actually shopping that song first. And after he decided to do it and India signed on to do the duet with him, Seal called, wanted it.
Wow.
It was crazy, man. It was like, what? Wow. Seal want to do one of my songs? It's crazy, but... So I'm like, nah, you know, it was already in the can and, you know, getting done. So it was like, man, it was just crazy how we had been, that song had been out there like a year or two, floating around to be placed, and nobody never picked it up. And he decided to do it himself, and here comes Seal talking about, I want to do a song. So it was like crazy. And we got nominated for a Grammy.
See, that was the crazy, even crazier thing for that, for people listening out there, is that you didn't go through the format of the initial format of going through the machine, going through the industry like that, going through management or anything. That was solely do it yourself, dog, and hustle. And so that's
and
the independent
crazy,
life
man, because
that.
You know, yeah, man. I think by us being independent writers and artists also, it was just kind of like a natural thing to go the independent way because first of all, we knew the business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as like I say, the math. You know, you're looking at, okay, I can get on this record. I'm going to have to go sell 500,000 units to see a decent check. When if you got a strong independent, you know what I'm saying, I can sell 5,000 and see a good check too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that just kind of drove everybody to go to that independent side, like, the money better over here. When you do the math, you know, you might not have the machine behind you pushing you at all the Walmarts and Targets and every commercial to come on. But, you know, if you grassroots your thing and get your grind on slow and conquer your area first and then move out, it's a sweet thing, man. It really is, you know. It really is. And me being a writer afforded me to be able to do it that way. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us.
I think as much stuff as we've been through shit to go the industry route like that, is you might want to hang yourself from a tree.
It really is crazy, man. It's like they all in your pockets and shit, man. And they try to paint the illusion that you can't come up without them. And we all see now that the model has changed. You know what I'm saying? And if you already been on your independent thing hey, man, I mean, you know, you're doing well. I put it this way, Anthony Davis release party is tonight for his next album, Love Out Loud, down at Center Stage, man, and I guarantee it's sold out. You know what I'm saying? He's going to sell every CD in there, every T-shirt, every button, every whatever. And then by us, his independent friends, he always be like, his release party is like Anthony Davis and friends, because he always brings us up, you know, the ones that have been coming, that came along with him. And if we got CDs and stuff, we can put our stuff right on the table next to his, and they sell just as well, you know?
That's right.
You know, everybody go home with some money in their pocket. He's going to come from.
It's about eating.
Let me do this, Slick.
Let me do this. I want to throw to another one of your personal songs, and I want to open up the phone lines, man, see if we can get some people asking some questions, some need-to-know things, say some things. The call line, the hotline is 917-932-1078. Please hit 1 to come in so we know you're on there. We're on with a 3-time Grammy-winning writer, Slick, all the way from ATL. I want to throw to... that song, one I really do too. We had 82 Malibu early. I don't know if you heard that, but
I heard you talking that, boy. It take me back.
You got that? Yeah. Hey, it felt like I was in ATL. I ain't gonna lie. But we gonna go to that Nigga Gone. And when we come back, we gonna rap a little more. This is Anti Robot Radio. This is the Fabulous Moonshine Brown, and we rapping with Slick. So we gonna go to that Nigga Gone, and we'll be back. Dig it. This is Survival Radio Network. Yeah. We're back once again. The Zone. You are in tune with the best. This is Anti Robot Radio. I'm your host, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. That was my dude Slick. That was Nigga Gone.
Yes sir.
Hey, that shit right there had a real funky ass. I felt that P Funk vibe on that bridge.
Ooh, oh yeah, man.
Ooh.
You know I did that with Preston Crump, man. You know Preston Blunt.
Played
a lot of Outkast records, man. Goody Mob, DLC, Mister, you name them. I see these things.
That's Funk Royalty. You know what that is. That's Funk Royalty.
Yeah, man. That's my brother right there. That's another brother in Funk. We had to lift each other up, man. We had to, you know, we had to turn off the radio and put it on our own station. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
what
know,
it is. That's
something
what it's
old,
about.
Something new. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm
yeah,
feeling
that's
it.
A
you know what?
There, boy.
That's a funky knot. I want you to rap to the folk. Tell them the process, your writing process, mm-hmm. when you get down to it. What drives you? What inspires you? What colors you're using to color your painting?
Oh, man. The way I write, man, I tell you, well, I didn't always do this, but now it's a part of my writing process. I always have my writing process is with a prayer. You know, I ask God to open me up and let me be the vessel, man, and let the words come through, let the melodies come through, and let me, you know, be the best I can be on that particular day and time, you know what I'm saying? So that's
right.
That's part of my process. And then to keep it all the way 100, I roll me something good, you know what I'm saying? You know, no matter whether it be some kush, you know what I'm saying, or some, you know, something good, man. You know, I roll it up, you know, then I pull me a couple brown. You know, that's some, you know, some. I love Crown Royal Black, you know what I'm saying? That's my drink. I do that, man, and I get in my incline, man. I put it on 10, you know what I'm saying? I let the track bump. If I'm writing from a track, that's what I do. If I'm writing just off melodies that come through my head, that's what I do. The process is the same. I always have to get into my, you know, I call it putting my other ears on, you know what I'm saying? It's like when I write, especially when I'm recording, I usually if I know I'm recording vocals that day or something like that, I leave the smoking to the last part because I like to go in and just put it down, and then when it's time to listen back, I go take a break. Then I come put my other ears on, then I come back, and then I you know that just let me know oh I was always in the zone. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Tell me something. An important thing, you know what I'm saying, if somebody trying to write. Do you start with the hook first, or is it verse, or is it just spontaneous?
Man,
you know what I'm saying? If you're talking to another writer, you know.
I mean, it really a free fall, man, because really I hear melody first. I always hear melody before I hear lyric. You know what I'm saying? So melody is always coming first. And if I'm with another writer, and it depends on, you know, I love to collaborate. To me, collaboration makes you a stronger, independent writer. Because if you can get in the room with somebody that has, you know, I mean, we listening to something, but we definitely gonna have different takes on a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to be able to go in and let the forum be so free that where we just throw all the ideas on the table, man, and then we just cut away the fat. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, I was hearing this melody. Okay, well, I was hearing this melody. So, okay, which one we like? We choose one we like the best. Go there, and then, you know, depending upon what the song is going to be about, you know, that's when the lyrics come, you know. And it can be from, you know, from love to something sexual. It can be something, what I call, when you want to get political, you know what I'm saying, which I do a lot with India. We do. That's a side of me that she loves, and that's a side of her that I love. So we'll go back and forth, you know what I'm saying. Well, let's talk about this, you know. We can get real deep sometimes, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, your process. That's my process. You know what I'm saying? That's how I like to get out.
Okay. So look, you know what I want you to do too? I want you to throw any call letters and call sites that you have. That's where people can hear more music, see more videos and everything, know more stuff about you. You know, we hitting it up, but I want you to give it out. That's the whole purpose of this platform, to let them know.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. You go to my Reverb Nation page, man. Coudeville. Theory/ReverbNation.com, you know. Just go on there, and that'll pull up everything, or you can go to my Facebook, which is Cornelius Slick Barnes, and you can find me there, man. And I'm in the studio now working on a new project after 5 years, so I'm in a different place now, you know, a little growner, and just, you know, the vibe is the same, but, you know, this one's a little more gritty, you know what I'm saying? I want to infuse a little more blues into this funk and soul. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I dig the blues for real.
Yeah, man.
Because I know you had the Coudeville Theory thing going on, and that's a lot of songs we playing now from that particular album, that particular project. That was funky. Cool. I was so. Yeah.
Cool, that's my baby, man. That was like a love letter to Atlanta, man. You know, it's kind of like if you're not from here, and this is what it's about. Especially the South Side, rather, Brian. You know that because we live on the South Side, Southwest Cat.
Right.
You know, we live in the Swats. And when you listen to them songs, like, you know the Outcasts, when they're doing the Get Up, Get Out, Get Something, and Get Them All doing Soul Food, and, you know, Society Soul doing Embrace, and then we go to the Sleeper Thing stuff, Choked Out Saturday Night. All those songs, man, like, that's Southwest Atlanta, man. You know, we was like some, it was real. I don't know, it's funny, it was real musical on that side, because I live right down the street from Curtis Mayfield's studio was in Ben Hill. So
okay.
Even as a kid, my elementary school was like right in his backyard. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as a kid, we would ride by there, and they'd be like, oh, that's Curtis Mayfield's studio. Kurt Tom was right there, you know. So a lot of the local musicians and, you know, band people were there a lot, man. And that just kind of, and a lot of them lived in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it just kind of, you know, we all, every house in Ben Hill had a basement, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what goes down in the basement. You know what I'm saying? That's where all the records were. That's where all the parties were thrown and everything else, you know. So when you wash the clothes.
you know what? That even at that time when I came up there, when I connected with y'all, man, and we was doing the wildflower thing and all that, I mean, just the people that I connected with you, I mean, you introduced me to the Sleepy T-Funk.
Right.
And just
right.
Born from that, from even you doing the Sleepy theme stuff and us
right.
Being in with Gypsy and Preston and all that, writing on you, writing the Chase stuff and me producing it. You know,
right.
we got into it, like, real heavy, and I learned a lot from that, man. Atlanta was real rich with funky, soulful culture,
yeah.
Man. I mean, that was a school of hard knocks right there. Because you can't,
oh, yeah.
You can't sit in the room and be around Sleepy and going there and being with Preston, and they going in and Jip, you know what I'm saying? You had to be
right.
It. And that's a little different
right.
From what we are now. Everything is programmed and there's no soul, man. But look, them chops had to be right. You understand?
Yeah,
we couldn't get in there.
Shit.
The songs had to be done. So when you were saying, yeah, dog, you came and your songs were done, they had to be done. How could I walk in with them cats and they not
right.
Be done? You
know
what I'm saying?
But the crazy part about it, man, I remember when you speaking about the Shape Project, I remember when you were interning down at Patchwork, which was one of the popular studios down here, still is, you know what I'm saying? Bob Whitfield from the Falcons on it. And I remember when I used to listen to you, like, you were the first producer that I ever took music to sleep. You were my best friend, like, and I was working with another production company. I was like, man, what's that, your boy here, the track? What's this? But I knew from being over there with him and listening to what they were doing, I'm like, dude, I can't take this shit over there. You know what I'm saying? They would laugh me out the room. You know what I'm saying? You were the first one that I felt like, okay, now I can play this in there. I can play this. I know they're going to be like, who did that? You know what I'm saying? They're going, oh, you know what I'm saying? And that was the reaction, you know what I'm saying? We did the Chase thing, and I played the track for them that night. They were like, oh, my God, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, to this day, Sleepy, you know, still hitting you up for music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you had to be on your shit when you was around. You know what I'm saying?
It was a lesson. And look how far we are now. We still moving, dog.
Right.
We still living.
Man, still looking good.
We still living, dog. We looking good. It's better
yeah,
life
man.
Before
us. Yeah, man.
Hey,
come on, man.
You know, I'm gonna definitely have you back on the show. I'm
yes,
gonna play
sir,
one more
yes,
song
sir.
Before I lead you out, dog. I'm gonna let you get a call and I'm gonna let us again. I enjoyed having you on the show. You know we're gonna do this tour together. We're gonna put that together.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna make it happen, man. Let's do it, man. Soul music, funk, blues. Let's do it, rock. Let's do it, man.
We're gonna cheat it. We're gonna make it ugly, wicked.
That's
so
right.
Hey, let me let Slick real quick kick his call letters for you. We're gonna head into another one of his song, True War Order, next. Slick, kick
word.
Into it, give you call letters. We on, this is Anti-Robot Radio. This is the Fabulous Moonshine Brown Slick. Give them what they want.
Yes, sir. Look for me, man. I got a new album coming out, Hoochie Seed. It's a band. We're doing some soul, and I want to thank Anti-Robot Society and Anti-Robot Radio for letting us independent cats get our thing going, man.
Time for us to join as one. Yes, indeed. That's called True World Order. That's by my brother Slick, my main man. It was a pleasure having Slick on the show. You know, we're going to keep it moving, man. We got a big show tonight. My next guest, all the way down here where I'm at, down in the bottom, we got a production crew that's been doing their thing down here for a couple of years. Work with a lot of artists, you know, Dead Prez, Rick Ross, Da Vinci, AG Lions, all them cats. They're doing their thing down here real nice. Miami Beatwave, we got them on the line. What I want to do first, you know, I like to bring my guests in with a cordial introduction so you know who they are. We're going to kick to one of their songs. You're in tune to Anti-Robot Radio. This is the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. This is the show for the independent grind, the independent artists. The only show of its kind. We're on Survival Radio Network. Let's go to a song real quick by my cats real quick, if we can. Let's do This Is Life, the song they did for Dead Prez. This is Miami Beatwave. You're into the Anti-Robot Radio. This is the Fabulous Moonshine Brown, and we'll have the fabulous interview with Miami Beatwave coming up. This is life.
Then we born into the light. Giving thanks for the days and the nights. This is life. We born today and gone the next. This is life. Taking soldier steps, have no regrets. This is life. The sun will rise, the sun will set. This is life. Give it up. We born to live, so don't forget. This is life. When you've done your best, you have no regrets. This is life.
Firm to an egg, prince to a king. It was sent through my genes, run thick through my veins. The seed, the tree, the yin and the yang. It's the God within, I reject your King James. No chains on my neck, but my mind bling bling. My future is not defined by street dreams. The sky is the limit, gotta spread my wings. And soar like brainwaves throughout the cosmos. As above, so below, to the crossroads. Bringing strength to a heart that has lost hope. Life is a metaphor of the seasons. Is it time in your life for some spring cleaning? You got to live it to understand it. We only get a moment on the planet. Don't take it for granted when you fall into a winter and your heart turn cold like December. The summer gonna come back. Remember, this is life.
We born today and gone the next. This is life. Taking soldier steps, have no regrets. This is life. This is life. The sun will rise, the sun will set. This is life. Born to live, so don't forget. This is life. This is life. When you've done your best, you have no regrets. This is life.
Mr. Prez, you have been lawfully
That's
tried
right.
in this court and found guilty on all charges.
That's right.
I sentence you to the custody of the Attorney General. Of the
this
United
is life.
States for a period of 15 years.
Dead Prez. Produced by Miami Beatwave, my next guest. You're tuned to the greatest show on the net. This is Anti-Robot Radio. I'm your fabulous host, the fabulous Moonshine Brown. And my next guest, from the bottom, that's what we call it, 305. My next guest, production crew, independent heavy grinders, my homeboys, my cats, all the way down in Miami, where I'm at. I'd like to introduce everybody, Miami Beatwave. What's happening, fellas?
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
How you doing, man?
What's happening? What's happening, brothers? Real quick, because I don't know how many people online or whatever, introduce yourself real quick. This is Miami Beatwave.
Okay. Yeah, Miami Beatwave. We're a production crew. Work with a ton of people out here in Miami and in the industry, just making music. I'm here with myself, Brandon Toledo, Chip Williams, and I got one of my artists here with us, AG Lions. He's a reggae artist. And we're over here in the studio, man, just working. Thank you for having us on the show.
Of course, brothers, of course. Thank you for being on the show. You know, this show is dedicated to the independent hustle, the independent grind, the independent artist.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a pleasure to talk to cats who are out there, like, kind of moving on their own with no budget, just a dream and pushing. And you cats doing pretty good, man. I'm watching y'all. Y'all grinding pretty good, man.
Thank you.
Of course, man. For some of the cats who don't know your work, I'm going to play a couple of tunes and everything. We're going to get to really, really, really know. But I want you to throw out a couple of names of the cats you've done work with. I mean, because you cats across the board pretty much cross-culturally. So
yeah,
I kind of want you to give them everything, and, you know.
Word. Yeah, I mean, it's Rick Ross. We was in the studio recording with Talib Kweli the other day. And Prez, we just did their last album, Information Age, that's out now. Sky Zoo, Guilty Simpson, from Miami, bands like Mayday, Danger Flow, the Miami Heat's band, Suenalo, Locos Peruana on the Spanish tip. You know, we do some Spanish music here and there. And now we've been recently venturing into some dance music over in Europe and Germany. Got with these producers called the Crush Boys. So we're working on some dance joints over there as well, man.
Okay. Because, I mean, a lot of people don't know, man, that's all independent without the help of the machine, man. Y'all cats kind of been grinding that pretty much on yourself.
Yes,
and
it is, man.
That's a real good look.
It's hard work, man, no sleep, and you got to have a good team, man. That's the most important thing right there, you know what I mean? So that when somebody else is sleeping, you got your team working, and then when they sleep, you work in, you know what I mean? So we just try to move all day long, you know what I mean? And that's kind of key to it, because the independent shit is crazy, because the major labels, you know, they got all the bread, and they want to loan you the bread, you know, if they're interested in this and this and that, but at the end of the day, man, we gotta do what we love and push what we believe in. You know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to do. Money or no money, you feel me?
Money and no money. That's what it is. I mean, I met you cats. I happened to meet you cats through Danger Flow, Angel Ocean, and Eric Stinnett. And man, I know you cats got a studio down there. You're doing a lot of things. I want to ask, because it's very cross-cultural what you're doing, man. Y'all, like you said, you do dance, you do the hip-hop stuff, you do Spanish stuff, and I witnessed a lot of that. What is the inspiration for the music you make? What's the main goal, and what are the colors you're trying to paint with the music you make?
Oh, man. I think all of us have different inspirations, man, different stuff that happens to us in our life that just kind of transpire into the music. And I think coming from Miami and living in Miami and feeling all the different cultures here is where it really comes from. You know, the fact that we're able to do Spanish music, we're able to do hip-hop music, we're able to do dance music is simply because where we're at right now. It's just a huge melting pot in Miami, you know what I mean? There's hip-hop, there's Latin, there's house, it's all over the place. So when all those genres are combined in one place and those different heritages and cultures are all in the same place, man, it just kind of, you know, grows on you and we feed off that. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay. Tell me something. What makes up Miami Beat Wave? Who are the members of Miami Beat Wave? And explain that. And, you know, functions. I know everybody got, like, different jobs they do. And some of them intertwine, some of them in between. But just give everybody the makeup of the crew,
okay,
because that'll kick to my next question after that.
Got you. Yeah, the main producers and engineers are me and Chip. And then we got our artists out, A.G. Lyons, Da Vinci, Omniscient, you know, and we're just trying to push it to the limit. We got a whole group album coming out called Real Talk, which involves Saint LaRocque, which is a real close brother of ours, and he's in Chicago right now, and we're trying to put that out. So that's kind of like the close crew right there, you know, the team.
Okay. So that'll kick to my next question, like, what's the atmosphere as far as, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, you know, myself, a lot of stuff I do alone, but with you guys having so many creative heads, how's the working process? I mean, I witness it, I see it, but just to people who don't know it, don't see it, what are the pros and cons of being a conglomerate of cats working together, cool, and making that sound?
Okay, that's definitely crazy, because the pros to that, you know what I mean, it's like I was saying before, we're always working, You know what I mean? We're always out on the town at the same time. We might be in the studio all day and then out of the town at night. Or maybe, you know, me and AG and Omniscient will go out to a show that we got to perform. But, you know, Chip will stay in the studio engineering Danger Flow. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like working around the clock, you know what I mean, which is very important. And I guess the cause with that could be, you know, different trying to get everybody together at the same time. You know how it is, especially, you know, if you ever been in a band before. I know you've been in a band before, so you know how it is to try to get everybody there at the same time, at the same place, on the, you know, everybody on the same art level, you know what I mean? Maybe somebody's feeling different than somebody else that day, you know what I mean? But we all try to, like, strive with each other to bring ourselves up. So, like, if somebody's having a bad day and they don't want to make no music, but we all there to make music, you know, we help that person out that's in our team to go ahead and get the creative process started and make sure that they can stay creative as well, you know what I mean? So,
right.
The pros and cons, you know, they weigh out, but there's definitely more pros with having a team, you know. It might seem really hard at sometimes, but it's definitely, you know, the way to go, you feel me? There's nobody out here that, I did it all by myself, you know.
Right. But it sounds like there's no cons to that. We don't even have to speak on the cons then. There's no cons to that. This is doing good for y'all.
Right, definitely, man.
You know what I want to do? Real quick, I want to play some more music for y'all. We're going to kick to this next song. This is called Don't Worry. It's from a cat, Leo Da Vinci. So we're going to kick to another song. I'm going to come back and rap with you a little more. Let's throw to Don't Worry by Miami Beat Wave, Leo Da Vinci. You're tuned to Anti-Robot Radio. This is Survival Radio Network, and I'm the fabulous Moonshine Brown. Here we go.
With a vague game in love with a future. Calculated all concepts and measured all maneuvers. A beautiful mind, but she couldn't believe in true love. Seized by the past and the way that it screwed up. Thinking of the bad and everything she approved of. Had enough of the bruised love, so much that it bruised her. Confused up, thoughts of abusive. Nights with no music, candlelit tears right under the moon. Making up stories, but it's no way to excuse it. Her soul's crying out, but the whole world mutes it. You can hear it in the background, just listen to it. Wipe your tears, baby girl, take no more of this bullshit. For the moment, just relax, now you're gonna get
something. Don't worry, this will be alright. We're gonna make it right, so you won't have to cry tonight. Baby, don't worry, this will be alright. We're gonna make it right, so you won't have to cry.
What if it does? And if they're all real friends, then who do you trust? Boy, above everything, but is it enough? Too much of anything can easily rust. Didn't want to let go, so she was shit out of luck. Could have left a long time ago, she noticed she stuck. She seen the scenery lust, heated her lust, seen it as rough. And she could tell that he was eager to fuck. He pushed her out of love and made her corrupt. She lost a woman's touch and gave it all up. Plans to finish school were no longer a must. Cause she's pregnant with his baby and she's almost 9 months. You could plan a pretty picnic but can't predict the weather. Even with a thick sweater, it doesn't get better. With desperate times comes desperate messes. When things fall apart, other things come together.
Baby, don't worry. Don't worry.
Hey, we're back. That was Don't Worry by Leo Da Vinci, produced by Miami Beat Wave. You're in tune to Anti-Robot Radio. I'm your host, the fabulous Moonshine Brown. We're on the Survival Radio Network, and I'm rapping right now with my cats, Miami Beat Wave. That was Don't Worry. That was funky. Leo Da Vinci, right? His solo stuff.
It's called Don't Worry. It's Da Vinci featuring Itagüí from Locos Peruana.
That's right.
So we got, man. I got that. I didn't want to make a mistake about it. That's the nice cat. I saw the video, man. I know you had the premiere. The video was really done nice. Song, very cinematic. Hey, we got a question for you cats real quick. Let's take a question because I want to get it in. Eric Cole 646, come in. Welcome to the show. This is Anti-Robot Radio. This is Faz Moonshine Brown. We're rapping with Miami Beat Waves. Eric Cole 646, come here.
Yo, what's good with you?
What's good? What's good?
Oh, ain't nothing, man. I just wanted to holler at Moonshine right quick. I just got, I just caught my post on Facebook. This is Samuel Christian of the Dungeon Family.
What's happening, brother? Hey, for Shizzy, we got to rap later, so you stay on the line with me, brother, because I got to get you on this thing. Respect to that,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Good for calling in, brother. For folks don't know, man, Samuel did a lot of things with Big Boy, Sleepy Brown, Nappy Roots, singing the hook.
That's right.
So this is some funky things right here. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Of course. I just wanted to get you pops on your show, man. I ain't really, you know, knowing too much about what's going on. Like I said, I just caught it on Facebook, but I had to get your props. I'm loving what I've been listening to. I've been listening for like 30 minutes now.
That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate that, dog. So, you know, we got to get you on. So before you leave, you know what I'm saying, let me get your info from to my engineer, get everything for you so we can set that up, man. Like I say, man, for those who don't know, this man has done, wrote a lot of stuff and did a lot of music with some other people. So it was a good listen.
Definitely.
Thanks for calling in, brother.
Definitely, man. Appreciate what you're doing out there, bro.
Oh, we out there. Hey, don't leave. Let's get that information for you. Stay on
right,
hold
cool.
for
you
me, brother,
it.
Okay? Sam,
you got it.
Appreciate that. Miami B Wave, what's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening, man? Hey. Like I said, say that again?
Can I speak on that Don't Worry track for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, do that. That's what it's about.
Man, we just dropped that video, so we want, like, full support with that, man. We're trying to have, like, as many views and as many people able to watch this because it's a really important video. Not only did it take us 9 months to make, but it has a good message to it, you know what I mean? It was all done by these directors called Cream Team. They got 11 Emmys already, all
wow.
green screen animation and so on and so forth. But the important thing is about the message, man. Like, it's about spousal abuse, you know what I mean? And
right.
and the women that are experiencing it, and to give
uh-huh.
them hope that they can get out of it, you know what I mean? And that there's still a chance that they can leave, or, you know, they can make different decisions in their life. You feel me? And we did the premiere at Coconut Grove at Paragon Theaters on the big screen, man. It was good. Fat Joe came out. Universe Miami was there interviewing. We had a couple people from the industry in Miami out there, and it was a good time, man. I was waiting to see your face, though.
I should have made it, man. I should have made it. I got it a little late, but you know what? That won't happen again. But I did check the video. The video was, like I say, very cinematic. I saw all the photos, man. Y'all doing your thing, man. I saw the video. I dove all the images. I felt the message. You know what I'm saying? So that song will do its thing, for real, man. It was well done. Man, y'all cats do your thing, man. So I respect that in general. Like I said, I won't miss the next one. We good, brother. Y'all, but you coasting, man. I dig it for real.
I'm going to see you at the next one. I'm holding you up to that.
Yeah, no, we got things. You know, we in on that, so it's all good. Now, look, before I go, I am going to play one of the dance cuts from you. You know what I'm saying? I want to know one last thing, man. Give your call letters, man. Let everybody know where you're coming from, where they can reach you. Also, tell us anything new you got coming. And spread the word, man. That's what it's about.
Okay, definitely. You can definitely catch us at on Twitter, at Miami Beat Wave, or MiamiBeatWave.com. We're all on Facebook, from Da Vinci, Omniscient, Chip, me, AG. We're all on Facebook, at Miami Beat Wave. It's pretty much everything, you know.
Right.
As far as stuff we got coming out, we got the Real Talk album coming out. It's all hip-hop. We got another dance track coming out in Germany with the Crush Boys. We got one song over there right now. It's 49 on the charts, so we're just trying to get it up there. It's called In Your Rhythm. What else we got coming out?
Well, the local album, the Dead Prez album is coming out.
The Dead Prez album is out right now, so you guys got to go listen to that. That shit is fire. The One Way album is coming out. That's AG Lion's album. We're having a release party at Grand Central
in downtown on the
December 20th,
and it's a whole reggae world album. You know what I mean? So come out and enjoy yourself with us, man. We're gonna have, you know, the ladies will be there for you. We'll have some alcohol for you. We get down.
I'll definitely be there. You know that support, man. AJ Lyons, them the cats, man. Chip, Brandon, my folk. Y'all didn't even speak about I think I was reading he was nominated for a Latin Grammy, right? Was it something like that, or was that for?
Omniscient was nominated for a Latin Grammy, and so was Locos for Juana, and we worked very close with both of them, you know.
Right. Nah, that's the hustle, and I want people to know that you cats are independent, man. No help from the machine. Straight independent.
Yes, sir. We tried to make our own machine. It's hard, though, you know what I mean? Because you know about the machine already.
You know what I mean? It's nothing like it, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you cats, man. Keep the grind. Hold up that 305, man. Quality music, man. You know, sometimes they say when you get too far down in the peninsula, the music starts getting shaky and it starts cranking up like booty shake. So, in all respect to our culture, we're down here doing live music. We playing instruments. We doing it like everywhere else. And the music is here. Respect that. It's bigger things than, you know, everybody see Rick Ross and respect to that and all that. But it's bigger things happening down here. So I respect you cats. Keep doing that.
Thank you, my brother. Same to you, man. Much respect, man.
So hey.
Look at what you respect, man, and I'm a fan. You feel me?
Right. It's all good, brother. We're gonna kick to a commercial real quick, and then I want to kick one of your songs so you can hear that going out, one of the dance tunes. We'll probably throw to Casualty of Love. But this is Anti-Robot Radio. You're listening to the Fabulous Moonshine Brown on Survival Radio Network. We're going to kick to a quick commercial, and we're going to kick to Miami Beat Waves, Casualty of Love. Stay tuned as we close it out. Here we go.
Pick up your copy of Running with Blinders, the Top 17 Mistakes of Small Businesses, written by author Brian Joubert, who has over 20 years of experience in business consulting. Running with Blinders is a full resource guide that will motivate, educate, and inspire everyone who reads this book. Filled with expert advice to avoid pitfalls, this book is a must-have for everyone who really wants to be successful. On sale now for only $12.95. Visit lbtaxservice.com. Purchase your copy of Running with Blinders, the Top 17 Mistakes of Small Businesses, and get started creating long-term business success.
Yes, indeed, my anti-robots out there everywhere, worldwide. Interplanetary funk master here, yourself, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. You're into the anti-robot radio on the Survival Radio Network. We're here. I'd like to thank my guests for coming on. Brother Slick, all the way from the ATL, letting writers know what's happening in the independent world. Thank you for coming on. The Miami Beat Wave crew, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Shout out to Samson Wildfire for sending us something in this chat room, send some Wi-Fi, shout out. You're in tune to the greatest independent artist talk show on the web, Anti-Robot Radio. I am your host, the fabulous Moonshine Brown. You can find me on Facebook, Moonshine Brown. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me everywhere. Google me. So you know who I am and know why I even got an opinion to speak about it. This show is dedicated to the independent artists. And we're going to keep bringing back important independent artists, new music. But we're going to keep teaching us the lesson. My thoughts on it is, if we spread the word, we'll gain quality. If we spread the word, people like me and the Slicks and the Miami Beat Waves and the Mama's Moonshines and everybody else out there, the Joys and the Fishbones, everybody out there making that quest to make what they do, their dreams, their life, they'll know and we'll keep growing. So it's teaching everybody out there. So we're out there. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. 7,000 listeners last week. Hoping to hit 10,000 this week. We rolling. This is Anti-Robot Radio. I am the fabulous Moonshine Brown. I'd like to give the biggest shout out to my crew, the Anti-Robot Society, Fuda Kolchi, Remedy, Big Rob, Melt Mustafa, all my cats out there, Ron and Don, Anti-Robot Society Takeover is on the way. You are tuned to the best show on the net. This is Anti-Robot Radio. I'm your host. I'm wishing you good night. Tune in next week. Another big show. In a world full of robots, still we survive. Dig it. Good night. Peace. 7 p.m. next week. Anti-Robot Radio. I am the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. We out. Yes.